This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Morning Run with Khoo Soo Chuang and Shahzana Mokhtar. We are turning our attention to the issue of poverty eradication. And the COVID-19 pandemic has inarguably set back efforts to eliminate poverty among Malaysian society. And according to the Department of Statistics Malaysia, the pandemic raised the incidence of absolute poverty to 8.4% in 2020, compared to 5.6% in 2019 and 7.6% in 2016. So we were actually on a downward trend that has been reversed as a result of the pandemic.
Yeah, this challenge is one acknowledged under the 12 Malaysia Plan, and the government reiterated its commitment to tackle poverty and income inequality. One of the targets set out under the plan is to eradicate hardcore poverty by 2025. That's in 4 years' time. And of course, the question is, well, does the 12 Malaysia Plan provide a sufficiently clear roadmap towards that aim?
So for analysis on Malaysia's poverty eradication efforts, we speak to Ririn Selwa Purnamasari, Senior Economist at the World Bank. Good morning, Ririn. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us today. So the pandemic has seen a seismic shift in poverty levels, with many M40 becoming B40 and many in the B40 turning hardcore poor. Looking at the 12th Malaysia plan that was recently announced, do you think it sufficiently addresses this significant shift?
Well, the COVID crisis has been felt everywhere, right? With no country spare. And likewise, most Malaysians are worse off today than they were 2 years ago. Yet the pandemic impacts have not been felt the same way by everyone. And this is confirmed by findings from the first round of the World Bank High Frequency Phone Survey of COVID-19 impacts on households that has just recently completed. As the survey indicates, the pandemic has imposed considerable hardship on both low-income Malaysians and middle-income Malaysians relative to the better off. Because Malaysia's latest wave was its worst by far, recovery from the crisis is only the beginning. And there is a concern that the recovery might also be uneven, with vulnerable population are at further risk of being affected disproportionately, with potentially devastating and long-lasting consequences. Now, the question is, has the 12th Malaysia Plan sufficiently addressed this? We know that the 12th Malaysia Plan is inclusive and comprehensive. The strategies expand to include target groups beyond the hardcore poor and the bottom 40. It includes the middle 40, orang asli, children, youth, women, older persons with disabilities, and families. And in addition, the 12 Malaysia plans also emphasize on regionally balanced development with the focus on intensify efforts to promote regional inclusion in leading states, including Sabah and Sarawak. However, as a five-year plan, the 12 Malaysia plan might cover broad and general strategies, and therefore it should be accompanied by a strategic framework for more granular policies, which are still to be developed.
Yep.
Now, the International Day of Eradication Poverty 2021 conference to be held next Friday on October 15, by the World Bank in collaborations with Yayasan Sejahtera and UNDP, will discuss more on the issue pertaining poverty and inequality, taking into consideration the current trajectory of the COVID-19 pandemic and looking at the potential solutions together. So, don't miss it. Please join. If you're so interested in the issues of poverty and equality, there's going to be a lot of great discussion there.
Well, 2025 is the target for under the 12th Malaysia Plan to eradicate hardcore poverty. Do you think this target is realistic, and what policies are most needed to achieve this?
The pandemic is still ongoing. And despite the success of the vaccinations program, which Malaysia has been impressively achieved, no one can predict its future course with any certainty, especially considering the likely emergence of new variants. That being said, eradicating hardcore poverty by end of 2025 is probably a realistic goal, provided the government continues and enhances social welfare assistance during the pandemic. However, by the same token, focusing only on hardcore poverty is arguably too narrow. The hardcore poverty line in Malaysia is only about 1,000 ringgit Malaysian per month for a family of four. That means on average only 8 ringgit Malaysia per person per day. And according to DOSM, the hardcore poverty rate was 1% in 2020. So I think we might expect, considering the fact that Malaysia is a prosperous country, poverty eradication effort needs to be more than just lifting these 1% families up to an average of what, 9-10 ringgit Malaysian per person per day? A broader view of poverty eradication is needed, one that extends beyond the bottom 1% and to include the millions of Malaysians who experience some form of poverty and are not yet fully benefiting from the country's prosperity. So, can do it more. The most needed policy to achieve this should be a mix of short-term policy, such as cash assistance to help with immediate needs, and longer-term investment in people, including investment in health, education, skill, and access to basic needs.
So you make a really good point, Ririn, that focusing on absolute poverty is not enough. We really need to be looking at relative poverty overall if we want to tackle poverty alleviation. Can I ask you about the divide between urban and rural areas? Because according to Dossam statistics, absolute poverty in rural areas was greater at 12.4% compared with 3.8% for urban areas. Granted, this was in 2019, so that gap may have narrowed or it could have widened. I mean, what do you think? Should there be a difference in the way we tackle urban and rural poverty?
Certainly, the answer is yes. So as you said, we observe higher rates of poverty in rural areas and lagging state, but at the same time, there are greater number of poor people living in urban areas. Ending poverty means ensuring that everyone can live a healthy and productive life and participate meaningfully and with dignity in all aspects of Malaysian society. While this philosophical view should apply equally to urban and rural areas, we know the material goods and services needed to support a life without poverty will vary by context. It's different between rural and urban. You might know, or maybe, the World Bank recent work on multidimensional poverty index also actually explored the deviations across places. And we found that the natures of multidimensional poverty differs substantially in urban and rural areas. Poverty in rural areas permits more aspects of well-being than it does in urban areas, with rural households much more likely to be poor in multiple dimensions. Hmm. The findings from our study show that less than 2% of the urban population is poor in 3 or 4 dimensions, whereas 15% of those in rural areas are poor in 3 or 4 dimensions. Another example, one of the most visible urban-rural differences is safe and affordable housing. In urban setting, housing is often inadequate because of overcrowding, difficult access to services such as transportation, and even crime. In rural areas, inadequacies of housing are more likely to be related to poor quality water or sanitation or lack of access to other basic services. So clearly, anti-poverty interventions need to be tailored to the local context and the needs of the population.
Ririn, thank you so much for your comments this morning. That was Ririn Selwa Purnamasari, Senior Economist at the World Bank, talking to us about how the pandemic has affected the levels of poverty in the country and just really the kind of concerted efforts needed to tackle this properly.
Yeah, I mean, 1,000 ringgit per month for a family of four, that's 8 ringgit per person per day. That is unthinkable, right? And of course, this whole idea of absolute poverty, absolute poverty, I think according to the definitions, is when you don't make enough money to just pay for basic stuff that will ensure your survival. There's safe water, drinking water, shelter, for example, sanitation, you know, education. Those are the basics just to stay alive. That's absolute poverty.
And that's just the bare minimum, really. And the government needs to do more beyond that. It's not just about making sure people survive, but it's also giving assistance to ensure people to actually thrive. And I do hope that, the 12th Malaysia Plan, the government does put in effect the strategies that it says it would in a way that involves all the stakeholders involved. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.